Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
They had things, they were so advanced for their time. There's still some things that they did that we can't do. Hadn't figured out how they did it. Nobody's figured out how they built the pyramids, except those of you that believe aliens helped them. But nobody's figured out how all of this stuff happened. And I tell you, they were, and it says he was learned in all of the wisdom of the Egyptians. Moses was not anybody's fool. Moses had a lot of wisdom, and yet when God came to him, God, I'm nobody, I can't do this. Just like some of you. You could do it, but you just get intimidated and stuff. And so anyway, this is an important piece of information. In verse 23, it says, and when he was full 40 years old. Did you know that this is the only place in Scripture it tells us how old he was when this happened? And so if you just read Exodus over there and don't read here in Acts, you wouldn't get this piece of information. But he was 40 years old when he went out and killed that Egyptian. And so it says, when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. This says it came into his heart. This wasn't something that just accidentally happened. It wasn't providence, fate that made it happen. This was something God spoke in his heart. It's very similar to what I was talking last night, that you delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. He will start putting things in your heart. And Moses knew he was a Jew, and it was in his heart to go out and visit his brethren. And the next few verses will make it very clear that he knew he was a Jew. He was not ignorant of his origin and stuff. And he saw the oppression of the Jews and he related to it. And God put it into his heart to go out and visit his brethren. And in verse 24, it says, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. Verse 25 says, for, this is why he did it, for he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. Well, this just makes it as crystal clear as you can get it, that Moses knew God had called him to bring deliverance to the Jews. He knew he was the deliverer. He knew that God had raised him up and put him in a position of leadership so that he could bring deliverance to the Jews. He knew God's will for his life. But he supposed that it was going to happen by him killing an Egyptian, and through his strength and through his might and through his position. So here's the point I'm trying to get across. Moses knew God's will for him. We don't know how long he knew it, but we know, according to Scripture, that he knew that God was going to deliver the Jews by his hand, but he totally missed God's timing and God's plan for bringing that to pass. And so here is a critical piece of information for us. That is that, you know what, finding out God's will for your life is absolutely imperative. You've got to have a knowledge of God's will. But if all you have is a knowledge of God's will, and if you aren't sensitive enough to the Lord to be led by him and listen to him, you can blow the whole thing. Moses blew it big time. Moses messed up God's plan and cost. I'm going to say something right here. It'll take me a while to defend, so don't reject it just because you don't necessarily understand this. But it cost Moses 40 years in the wilderness that God never planned. That wasn't God's will for Moses. And it cost the Jews 30 years extra bondage because he tried to bring God's will to pass in his own strength and power. Some of you are thinking, where do you get that from? Look over in Genesis chapter 15. Let me show you a passage of Scripture here. This is where Abraham had an encounter with the Lord and they cut this covenant. He separated these pieces and at evening time a deep sleep fell on him and this smoking lamp and smoking flax and burning lamp passed between the pieces. And anyway, God made this covenant with Abram, and I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but here's just part of the covenant in Genesis chapter 15 and in verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards they shall come out with great substance, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age, but in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. So the Lord prophesied to Abraham that it would be 400 years before the children of Israel came out from this nation. And, you know, I hadn't got time to verify this. Again, some of you are going to struggle with this maybe a little bit. But over in the book of Galatians, I think it's chapter 3, it says the law that was 430 years after this promise, talking about Genesis 15, the law that was 430 years could not disannul or do away with the promise that was made to Abraham. So the 400 years that was prophesied was not from when the children of Israel went down into Egypt. They actually were a stranger this whole time living in the promised land because they didn't own the land. They weren't the people who were governing it. They were the strangers in it. And this 400 years is from this prophecy, not from the time that they actually went down into Egypt. The children of Israel, and again, I could spend an hour proving these things to you. I'm just going to say this, but the children of Israel didn't spend a maximum of 170 years in Egypt, probably around 130 years. This is speaking about from this time, God prophesied that there would be 400 years, and during that time, they would go down into a nation and they would be oppressed, and then they would be delivered miraculously. Now look over in Exodus chapter 12. I know some of you are having to think. Most people, when they come to a meeting, they want to be inspired and fired up and everything, and, you know, don't want to think. But this will help you if you'd think and get this. You'll get a great truth out of this. In Exodus chapter 12 is where they came out after the 10 plagues had been, delivered on the nation of Egypt, and they let them go, and after the death angel came through. And in Exodus chapter 12 and in verse 40, it says, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, the exact day, 430 years later, it came to pass that all the host of Egypt went out from the land of Egypt." So it was exactly 430 years from the time of that prophecy of Genesis chapter 15 until the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, exactly to the day 430 years later. And yet, the Lord prophesied it would be 400 years. There's 30 years discrepancy. You know what that was? If you take, again, you have to go over to Acts chapter 7. I quit reading before I got to that. But in Acts chapter 7, it says 40 years after being in the wilderness is when God encountered Moses in the burning bush. So if you subtract the 40 years that Moses spent in the wilderness from this 430 years that it took for them to come out of the land of Egypt, that means that they were only in the 390th year of that prophecy when Moses went out and killed the Egyptian and tried to bring God's will to pass. Moses was at least 10 years premature trying to do what God had put in his heart to do. There is a timing to the things of God. And you can't just take a word from God and make a paragraph out of it and do whatever you want to. You know what? You can't speed up the things of God. Now, you can delay them. Moses delayed it 40 years. He actually delayed the overall plan 30 years. And, you know, the Scripture doesn't tell us exactly what was going on. But let me just, I believe that most of you have to agree with this logic. That here's Moses, a Jew who was destined to be killed, and yet he survived miraculously. And he didn't just survive in some remote corner hidden someplace. He grew up in Pharaoh's household, raised by Pharaoh's daughter. He was second or third in command over the nation. You know, I've read secular accounts of Moses. Moses was a great leader, and there are secular books and accounts of him. And Moses was one of the greatest generals that Egypt ever had. If you remember in this movie, The Ten Commandments, they had all of the Ethiopians coming in, bringing these peacocks and all of the fruit and stuff and things like this. Moses conquered Ethiopia with the military might of Egypt, and he was a tremendous general and leader and a powerful man and all of these things. And Moses was super influential. And I personally believe that Moses, he somehow or another knew his lineage. He knew that he was called by God to bring deliverance to the Jews, and he just connected the dots himself and figured that certainly it's his position, his power, his authority, his clout. I mean, it was supernatural that he even survived, but to supernaturally survive in Pharaoh's household, this had to be God. Certainly God was going to use his position and all of his authority, and that's how God was going to do it. He just supposed he understood how God was going to do it. But you know what? God wasn't going to do it in some way that Moses would get the credit and that it would just be his position and that it was a civil war or something that happened within the household of Pharaoh. God was going to do it in a miraculous way, and he was going to bring these plagues. And you know, the Egyptians worshiped so many different things as God, animals and stuff. And if you were to study this out, every plague came on one of their gods. They had a god of the Nile River. He turned the river into blood. They worshiped insects, and he had lice come up out of the dust of the ground. They worshiped frogs, and he had a plague of frogs come on the land. I mean, he just not only devastated the nation, but he also devastated their theology, and God was demonstrating to people who the true God was. The Lord had a way of bringing the children of Israel out miraculously, and it wasn't going to be through military might, and it wasn't going to be in a way that Moses would get the credit. Moses knew what God's will for him was, but he totally missed how God was going to do it.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU13C titled Moses Missed God's Timing when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on our website, we have over 2,000 of my television programs that are archived that you can watch right there. We also have about 8,000 of my radio programs that are there. We have hundreds of my teaching that are available as free MP3 downloads. I have teaching articles, portions of books, testimonies, a guest book that I try and read every day. And there's just a wealth of information. I think it's one of the best websites around. So make sure that you check this out. It's awmi.net. Come and join us and see how the Lord can use these materials to touch your life.